Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. The House Judiciary Committee tackled several bills today. WVAS News reporter Karen Brown has the details.
Eight bills were on the House Judiciary Committee calendar, and half of them were carried over until next week's meeting. Included in that number is a proposal that will expand the crime of unlawfully manufacturing a controlled substance on rental property. This bill was halted to make sure that the penalties fit the crime. And a bill inspired by the death of Kaylee Anthony also was held over to give members a chance to further study the multiple amendments made to it. However, legislation to extend the number of feet protesters can be from a funeral from 500 to 1,000 easily passed the committee. From the Alabama State House, I'm Karen Brown, WVAS News.
Charter schools have become a hot topic in Alabama in recent months. At least one legislator says he plans to draft legislation aimed at bringing charter schools to Alabama. GOP State Representative Dick Brubaker of Montgomery said charter schools will not hurt education funding for public schools.
Charter schools will affect public school funding in the same way as adding any other public school would. The money follows that public school student to his new public school. And so the argument that charter schools is somehow going to hurt education funding, I mean, it's just a non-starter. That's not the way school funding works in public education. And it'll work exactly the same way for public charters as it does for traditional public schools.
Brubaker's proposal would call for the creation of about 50 charter schools within 5 years in the state's most troubled school districts. The charter schools would be closed if they don't perform well. Authorities in Macon County are conducting a death investigation after a body was found today in a mobile home off Macon County Road 9 between Waugh and Shorter. No other information about the victim or the circumstances surrounding the death. The Alabama Bureau of Investigation is assisting with the investigation. A Tallahassee man jailed in connection with the shooting death of a 20-year-old woman will face a capital murder charge. Elmore County District Attorney Randall Houston tells the Advertiser newspaper today that his office has decided to upgrade criminal charges against 22-year-old Josh Kasperi. He was initially charged with the murder of Anna Cardwell of Holtville. She was shot to death February 15th at her home. A co-defendant in the case, 22-year-old Cody Abernathy, was charged with hindering prosecution. He is being held in the Elmore County Jail. In other news, Country Crossing casino developer Ronnie Gilley says indicted State Senator Harry Ann Smith was his best recruiter for votes for pro-gambling legislation, and she frequently sought bribes for other legislators. Gilley testified for a fifth day today. His casino was in Smith's district. And if you enjoy drinking beer from time to time, the Alabama Senate yesterday voted 14-13 for a bill that would boost the maximum size of a bottle or can of beer sold by retailers in Alabama from 16 ounces to more than 25 ounces. The bill's sponsor said it would allow the sale of more types of gourmet beer. The legislation was sent to the Alabama House for consideration. Look for partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a 20% chance of thunderstorms in your highs in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening with your lows in the mid-50s. On your Thursday, look for a 60% chance of rain, partly cloudy skies in your highs in the mid-70s. Thursday night, thunderstorms likely, lows in the upper 50s, and a chance of rain at 60%. Friday, cooler temperatures, thunderstorms likely in the morning, then partly cloudy skies with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, and your highs in the lower 60s. Again, your chance of rain is at 70%. And on your Friday night, much colder, clear skies, and your lows in the mid-30s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.